It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another episode of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts. We produce and post about five podcasts a week, dealing with the current affairs issues that are happening in this country and around the world. And before I tell you what we want to talk about on today's edition of Opinions Matter, I just want to give a shout out to our podcast sponsor, Ferry House Market. Ferry House Sunday Market, which is located, strangely enough, at Ferry House Racecourse in Rathdrouth, County Meath. And it's just a quick drive, no matter where you live in Dublin, it's just a quick drive down the road. I got there, or I do get there, in about 25 minutes. It's around over 30 years. It is such a long established place to go on a Sunday. And I've mentioned this before in the podcast, they sell absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. You want it, you will get it there. From Lego minifigures, which my kids always buy when they go to Ferry House Market, to power tools, to toys and gifts. Absolutely anything and everything can be got at Ferry House Market. And thank you very much to them for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, we caught up a couple of weeks ago with Eamon Walsh from Ferry House Market, who explained why the Sunday market is so special, and it is special. So let's hear from Eamon.
The people. Quite simply, the people, the traders as well as the people that come. Everybody has a good time and they get out, get some air. Everybody has to go and do a bit of shopping, they do a bit of haggling. They enjoy it. To me, what makes a good market is the variety, and the variety that people want to come back. You know, we're here just about all year long. Obviously, when the racing's on, we can't go like Easter Sunday and that. But yeah, we want the customers to come back, so we look for a variety. With new traders coming in, we try to get new ideas, anything that's new to the market. Obviously, there's always TikTok things, Dubai chocolate. We have a lady here, she actually makes the chocolate and produces it herself. There's always new things coming out, and we try and keep on top of that.
Absolutely, and as I said, you can spend a whole afternoon down there. That is Ferry House Market, the sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. Now, what do we want to talk about? We want to get our teeth into this because it's something that has annoyed a lot of you. When I saw the photograph yesterday, which was actually taken by a friend of myself and Katie's, Robbie, mm-hmm. Robbie took the photograph. My initial reaction, I'm sure was yours, Katie, as well, is here we go again. Mm-hmm. This has happened again. And it was a photograph taken, by the way, the road which we drive on every day when we're leaving here.
What road was that actually?
Clonchock.
Oh, right.
So literally,
okay.
This is the road I drive on 5 days a week. And the video and the photograph showed a horse dead in the middle of the road. I hate seeing animal cruelty. And the horse had been involved in a collision with a car that was driving on the road. It was also posted by the animal charity, My Lovely Horse Rescue, which we deal with regularly on the show. And they said, enough is enough. After a car struck and killed a horse on a busy Dublin road yesterday afternoon. So the incident happened, as I said, in Clonchock just before 5 p.m. This is rush hour traffic, guys. Rush hour traffic. Traffic restrictions had to be put in place. Road closure, the whole lot. And Gardaí confirmed that the people in the car that was struck by the horse were unharmed. Mercy of God. We spoke to a woman a couple of years ago on our daytime talk show who ended up with spinal injuries.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because the horse jumped through the windscreen of the car. In a similar place, actually, by the way.
That neck of the woods as
not
well.
Not far from the airport.
Yeah, I remember that.
So the people that were in that car are absolutely lucky to walk out of that unharmed. Mm-hmm. But the Gardaí have said that, obviously, the horse that was struck by the car ended up dying as a result of the collision, but the occupants of the car did not report any injuries.
The worst video I've ever seen in my life, I don't know if you remember it, I think, was it Tipperary? It was a little pony. Do you remember? It was so exhausted it collapsed and died on the side of the road while they were still whipping it to move. Do you remember that? We covered it extensively on our daytime show at the time. I think we did like 3 or 4 shows on it. Do you remember the video?
It was absolutely horrible.
It's one of the. It's genuinely the worst video. That video has never, ever, ever, ever lost. I can still see it in my head. It's just so disgusting and unnecessary.
Okay, so we want to hear from you on this. Is it time? Well, okay, I'm not even going to ask that question because it is time. I think all those horses should be rounded up. Now, We're not sure of the situation with the horse yesterday, whether or not it was part of a horse and trap situation. But myself and Katie will tell you that around North County Dublin, where we drive Baskin Road up the back of the airport, we're on these roads every day. It is literally full of pony and traps.
You go around some of the parts of Finglas,
yeah,
and you see them literally on the green.
It's literally horse
around.
And traps. Now, I want to try, and Amanda, can you try and get that girl Chloe Forbes on, who just commented there? Because she says, here we go again, because they won't give the stables for the horses. Now, I don't know if you're saying they should give stables. I'm sorry, Chloe, it is not the government's responsibility or taxpayers' responsibility to give stables to people who think they should have horses.
I have to get my dog microchipped. I have to get my dog his vaccines. I have to get him wormed. I have to do all of that stuff. The government don't pay for it. If you decide to own an animal, you are like a child. You are taking upon responsibility upon yourself to look after said animal.
Yeah, I agree. Anybody who has a horse, well, first of all, horse and traps should be off the road completely.
What's scary about the horse and traps is I saw recently was like kids on the back of it, no older than 10 or 11 on it. Unsupervised, by the way.
Yeah. And we all saw the video a couple of weeks ago on O'Connell Street. Like O'Connell Street, our main thoroughfare, and a horse breaks free from a trap and ends up banging into the bus. Did you see that video?
No,
like,
I
it's
didn't.
absolutely it's disgraceful. So myself and Katie are in agreement. I don't know how anybody could argue with this. I agree with the animal charities. Enough is enough. That's it. I'm done with this now. I want those horse and traps taken off their owners straight
whatever,
away. They shouldn't be on the road. Should not be on the road.
Whatever about, you know, horses being on the roads. I don't have a problem with horses being on the roads.
Oh, I do.
No, I don't have a problem with them being on the roads. Once those horses are being looked after and they're being controlled properly, that they're not going to be dangerous to other road users. If they're being used properly, you know, they're under control and they're being used by, you know, responsible owners and their horses who are well looked after, I don't have a problem. It's if it's these scummy little bastards going around leaving their horses with no water, hanging around fields with no shelter and then just taking them out for a crack when they're not fed properly. There's no control of them. That's where I have the problem.
To me, this is black and white. Horses and traps do not belong on the road. Horses do not belong on the road at all. We have places for horses. You have fields. If you cannot afford a stable, it is nobody else's responsibility to put a stable on your land. If you can't afford a stable, if you don't have proper land, horses do not belong in Ballyfermot in a field. They don't belong in Finglas on the main road. They don't belong up in Clonshock on the main road. They belong in a field and a stable, and that is it. There's no two ways about it. Round them up.
Good topic. So here's a scenario that I witnessed there a while ago, right? Police were doing checks for tax and insurance, right? If a 10-year-old drives a car and he comes up to these checks, they'll turn around and go, fucking hell, you're only 10, you're not allowed in the road, never mind be tax insurance, and they'll impound the car and he'll be in trouble. Now, what I seen was a lad, I say 10 or 11, on a sulky with his mates, come to a police check, and police just waved him through. Now, I have to have tax insurance to be on the road. If you're in charge of a fucking animal, you should have some kind of license, tax insurance, if you're using the same roads as me. Also, my car doesn't have the propensity to fucking violently jerk left or right if it's spooked like a fucking horse, and they don't even wear high-vis gear. Out late at night, you see lads and they're all dressed in fucking black, and I'm like, for fuck's sake, like, put a bit of fucking reflectors or something on it. I think it's high time we change the laws in this country. The police should have an equine unit and you go around with a fucking horse box. See lads out on the road, they go, have you got a license for that horse? Have you got tax insurance to be on the road? No. Fucking take it off them. The only way. It's an absolute joke. Times have changed. You don't need to fucking get around and bleed a horse anymore.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
Just addressing the message that Eddie sent before the break there. I saw this only last week. Up at on the same stretch of road, it was Clochrane. It was up by Clochrane near the roundabout there, where the airport is in the hotel. And there was a horse and trap, literally going around that roundabout, and three young fellas on it, about 15, 16 years of age. And behind the horse and trap was a Garda car, and I think it was actually a Garda traffic unit. And what do you think happened? What do you think the Garda?
Nothing. Yeah.
The Garda traffic unit literally saw the horse and trap in front of them.
They don't want the paperwork.
What paperwork?
The paperwork of stopping these lads, and it's too much hassle. You know they're just going to have them. Look, let's be honest. The horses that are around fields not looked after, it's a certain type of person. You don't get it in certain areas. You get it in certain areas. And you do get it in certain areas. It is a certain type of person that does this.
And what type of person is
a scanger.
Okay, yeah, you're not going to see a horse and trap going around in Castle Knock. No,
it's these scangery little scumbags who get them for the crack and then don't look after them. The horses that are looked after and, as I said, under control, absolutely, they should be. I see like proper, horse owners out on a Sunday, maybe at the back roads, the swords there, and they're on the horse and whatever. And you can tell the horses.
Oh, so you're talking about the people in proper jodhpurs and wearing the proper gear. Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely.
No problem with that. But these are scrotes.
Because guess what, Katie? They're members of horse riding clubs.
Yes, imagine that. The horses are better looked after than some children, people's children.
Imagine that, the idea of joining an actual equine club. Let me go to Catherine Woods, who is a regular on this show and a regular campaigner for animal rights. Catherine, what was your reaction when you saw that photograph yesterday of that poor horse?
I was shocked and horrified, and I think that the road is no place for horses. Horses are meant to be in fields. They're not meant to be forced to run, pull carts, and it's absolute knackers on the carts, and the guards need to do their job. Like, I am always in altercations with them. I actually pulled one off his horse in town. The horse, an old horse, was limping, and the guards came. You ring 999, the new guard unit. You ring 999, you say animal in trouble, and the guards will come in the next 10 minutes. They need to do their job. But the public needs to do more. I mean, that lady saying that, she's no problem with horses on the street. Would you like that contraption on your face all day long? That bit and the harness and the halter and that big silver, big lump of metal in your mouth all day to pull around humans and people? Absolutely wrong, wrong, wrong. All animal exploitation is wrong. Horses do not belong in the city. And the guards need to do their job, but the public needs to do more. I do it, and I'm a woman. And it was last summer, and I was bringing my friend for a hospital visit. We were in Dublin 8, and I actually pulled him off the cart, and he was a big fat scumbag. And he threatened me, and I said, "Yeah, go on."
Sorry, what did he say to you? So talk me through what happened. What road were you on?
I can't remember the road, but it was Dublin 8. I was dropping my friend to a hospital appointment, and I saw this poor old horse limp in the heat of the summer. And these two big fat scumbags on it. Absolute knacker scumbags. And I won't hold back on this. Decent people, in my opinion, don't abuse animals. So I stood out in front of it and I stopped him and I said, "Your horse is limping. The poor horse is old, needs water, needs a vet." He basically told me just, you know what? And I pulled him off, had him half off the cart, and the guards arrived. And I told them that he fell. And the guards took the horse away. And they rang me back later to say, "Thank you very much." I was going to a concert. So I was coming home from Babington one night at the, I don't know what the junction there is, Summerhill. And they had all the horses and carts and sulkies lined up to bring people home after a concert in the heat. Guards came and they seized up to 5 horses. And they rang me back and told me they had seized 5 horses and had them in court the next day. Horses gone into a rescue, never to be seen again by these scumbags. People need to stop, you know, and stop in their car, stop them in the street, take them on and call 999.
Yeah, but sorry, Catherine, I mentioned up at Clochrane there last week that there was a horse and trap in front of a Garda car and the guards just let them
I know,
them
but
go
then somebody needs to stop their car, put on their hazards and jump out in front of the Garda car and say, "Do your job," and take a video recorder out and start videoing it and tell the guards to do their job. The guards have to do their job. I mean, they do. I know when I call them, anyone listening in, you call 999 and you say animal in distress and you give the location. We have a new animal guard unit and they will come. But you have to say animal in absolute distress and they will come. Honest to God, they will come. Every time I see them, I ring them and I try to, you know, stop the horse and cart or get in the way or do something and the guards will come. But we need to do more. There's no point in, you know, the public looking at this and, you know, taking a picture of it on our phone. We need to be more animal aware. Horses do not belong on the street. We have evolved from abusing animals. We now have legs, bicycles, horses and cars and trams. We do not need to abuse horses. And that contraption they put in their mouth and the saddle and holding the weight of people and pulling people in those carts and the horse and carriages in town, it is so wrong. And we will get it banned. We will get it banned. Absolutely, we will.
Well, okay, 2 weeks ago we saw that video on O'Connell Street where the horse literally ran into, I think it was the back of a bus. Could have caused so much damage and
injury. Yeah, where's the owner?
Yeah.
Where's the owner? The owner should be in jail. It should be 10 years mandatory sentencing for all animal abuse. And the guards, we need to change the law. So anyone listening in, you email the Department of Agriculture and demand that they change the law and they ban horses from cities. That's it, end of. and you have to be 18.
Okay, I want to address.
You have to be 18.
Okay, I want to address
the horse in the country.
I want to address a comment that just came in. Now, this girl, Chloe, we sent you. Our team sent you a PM, Chloe. You're quite welcome to come onto the show if you want. And she is giving out to you, Catherine. Now again, Chloe, if you want to actually talk to her, you know her WhatsApp number, 0858252626. Catherine's happy to talk to you. You should be ashamed of yourself up there calling kids knackers. I didn't hear you using the word knackers. Now, did you use that word?
Yeah, knackers and scumbags. Just to be very clear, I speak very clearly. Pure knackers and scumbags abuse animals. These children are from certain areas, and they know no better because they're reared no better, and they think abusing animals is normal. It's not normal. It's subhuman to abuse animals. Nobody under 18. I have licenses for my dogs. You have to have a license.
I'm sorry, Catherine, is it three young fellas going on the back of a pony and trap? Just three young fellas. Is that animal abuse?
Of course it is. No animal wants to pull three big lumps and a big cart and the weight of it and that big contraption in its mouth all day long. They leave that contraption in its mouth and you don't know what horrific conditions they're keeping them in at night. A city is no place for a horse. An average horse needs 2 to 3 acres to be able to run around on their own and exercise themselves without people on their back, without pulling a cart. It's absolutely wrong.
Okay,
absolutely.
Stay there for a second. Catherine's made her views very clear on this.
People are more offended by the words she used than the actual animal cruelty. Look, she chose that word. That's her decision to use that word. If you don't like it, that's not the topic. The topic is about animal cruelty.
Yeah,
story. She's very angry with people who abuse animals. It's fair that she would use angry words towards them.
Yeah, you're right. People are getting more offended by
just ignore the animal cruelty and focus on a word.
Sorry, that topic, by the way, the word knacker, we did a podcast. If you want to hear a podcast, we did that about 2 weeks ago, so you'll still be able to listen to that podcast. That's a completely, completely different topic. And it's always class. The people that get so offended by certain words are the same ones that are always going on about we need free speech. She's exercising her free speech, mm-hmm. and she's angry. No, I don't agree with her using the word knacker to describe them, but scumbags, yeah.
It's just a word.
I would use the word scumbags, and again, that girl, what's her name, Chloe, getting all upset about the word scumbag. They are. Anybody that abuses an animal is a scumbag, Chloe. Maybe not where you live, but where we live, that is the case. Robbie, what do you want to say on this?
Well, I was going, I don't agree. I think you should be after all too. But I wanted to, just as well, before I got the call, she pulled that guy off the tram and then she laughed it off. Why was she not charged with assault?
Well, Catherine.
Why was I not charged with assault?
Yeah, did you assault
him? You're not more worried about the old limping horse in the heat?
No. We're not talking about the horse here. We're talking about you attack somebody.
No, I didn't attack him. I stopped him abusing an animal.
Did you pull him off the cart and then you told the guards he fell over?
He was half off the cart and the guards took it from there because they could see there were two animal abusers.
So you admit you assaulted him?
No, I didn't assault him. I tried to stop him abusing
him. You did assault him. So why weren't you charged with assault?
I don't know. Ring the guards and find out. I'm on here about animal abuse, not about me. So worry about me. Worry about the animal in the heat. He worked all day long with no water.
The horse
was an elderly horse and it was limping and it had to be brought straight to the vet and it was seized from them on the spot. So if I see animal abuse, I will do anything in my power to step in and stop it. So don't worry about me. Worry about the horse. Do something for animals.
No, I think she's being a bit too general as to how people treat the horse. Not everyone abuses the horses. Now, it does happen and they should be punished for it.
They should, and they should. Horses don't belong in cities. The noise, the dust, the trams, the buses, the people, it's not right. Animals and horses should be in the country and fields. Absolutely.
Well, but you're also talking about having the bits in their mouth. Don't forget, humans were hunter-gatherers, and it was the use of animals that allowed us to progress towards farmers and basically where we are today.
Now we've evolved from then.
Yeah, I mean, Robbie, that's like saying, and this argument has been used for years.
Yeah,
that horses were on the roads first. So birds were in the sky. Birds were in the sky first. So you're going to hop on a bird and take a flight to Mallorca on a bird? No, use a plane. We've evolved. Yeah,
we don't need to abuse animals to live a happy, safe life. Leave horses alone. And if you witness animals,
people who use animals are abusing them, though.
The usage of animals is wrong. I'm a vegan, and I don't use any animals. I rescue dogs, I rescue cats, I support rescue centres, and if I see anyone abusing an animal, I will stand in their way and try to stop them while I ring 999. That's it, end of. Guards know when they come. They know who's right and who's wrong. And if I see someone...
Oh, yeah, and with that little voice now as well, they should have tax and insurance. If they're going to be using the horse, they should be tax and insurance. You know, it should be better regulated.
These young fellas are not going to pay for tax and insurance.
But then they should have the animals confiscated. If they're not going to take care of them, the animal should be removed.
Okay, Robbie,
and also,
go on, Kath.
There should be 10 years for animal abuse.
No, you're being silly.
Yeah, there should be 10 years for animal abuse.
That would never happen.
And the other thing is, if the children, if you give birth to children, you can't control them, and they're under 18 and they break the law, the parents should do the time and pay the fine.
I'll agree with you on that one.
And that would stop them reproducing.
I'll agree with you on that.
It would stop them reproducing these little scumbags, and we need to stop paying them to produce these scumbags, and then our animal abuse will go down.
Okay, well, let me ask Robbie the question. Robbie, have horses any business being on our roads in 2025?
No.
So we agree on that. So when you see a horse...
Horse and traps with... What do you call the race with? Scuttles or...
No, it's a trap. That's what it's called. It's called a horse and a trap.
Scutting. Is that what he's talking about?
Okay, yeah.
No, so you're talking about sulkies. You're talking about sulky racing. Yeah.
Sulky, yeah, that's the word, yeah. Anything like that. Yeah, they shouldn't be on tarmac roads. No matter what they put on the hooves, those roads are not designed for animals,
and especially
for motor vehicles,
especially not similar to what Katzen. Thanks for your call, Robbie. Similar to what Katzen said, that horse and trap 2 weeks ago that I saw in Clonshock, it was a small little horse, and it was trying to pull around again three big young fellas, and poor horse was struggling to do
know,
that.
That is sad. The horse doesn't get a choice in that. You know, that is abuse. I mean.
In a way, she's kind of right that if you do witness,
you're complicit by not doing anything.
Now, I don't believe what Captain's saying, that the guards will be there in a few minutes and that they will sort it out, because you know if your house got burgled, you'd be waiting 2 weeks for the guards to arrive. But I do agree that if you do see this, and you're on a road and there's a horse and trap in front of you, ring the local guards and get them to come out, because it will happen. But don't put yourself in danger like Catherine did, squaring up to these people. You know, if it's safe to do so, absolutely, just come on to it. Let me read out one message here from Joanne. And Joanne says, Catherine is OTT. These horses are well cared for. Have you actually ever seen any of the horses? Let me just put that to you, Catherine. Have you ever seen...
I've been into traveller sites when I was with a different rescue, and I seized animals and I've seen the horses, and we then had to make a call to get the horses removed. I've seen firsthand on the traveller sites the animals and the way they're treated. Any more questions?
No, you stay there. Martin, what do you want to say on this?
I would own a horse at the end, so not one of mine was ever taken up. I looked after them. But
sorry, it's very hard to hear you, Martin. Can you speak properly into the phone, please? Thank you.
I am.
Yeah, no, okay, there you go.
You sent a message in there, Martin, saying that you own a load of horses. You'll take them out of the road wherever and whenever you want. I asked you where your horses stay. You said they live in a field. There's no stable, so you're not looking after them.
That's nothing to you. My horse is the finest horse to own.
But you have them living in a field tied with a rope. You go up, what, once a day to feed them?
No, I'm up there all day.
How many horses do you have?
19
horses, Jesus. And I don't want to know what field they're in, because I wouldn't want anybody going up and harming them. Is it a field in Dublin, or where's the field? It's a field in Dublin, 19 horses. Is it a public field or a private field? Who owns the field?
It's a public field.
It's a public field. So
you have your horses on land that's not even your own.
So it's not doing any harm, keeping the grass down.
Okay, they're keeping the grass down. But you said in your text, Amanda wrote back to you, said, where do your horses, are they in stables? And you said, no, they don't have stables. They don't need them.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Okay.
They're animals.
I know Catherine is seething here on the other door. We'll get you on to now in a second, Catherine. A couple of questions that I have, first of all, Martin. Is the field surrounded by a fence? As in, are they enclosed in a fence? Or can they escape?
Yeah. They can't escape, no.
They can't?
Because they're on ropes, as per your text.
So, sorry, there's no fence. Is there a fence around the field?
There is.
There is a fence around the field. Okay. So there's a fence around the field. Have they got shelter?
Hello?
Have they got shelter?
When do you need it to go into the trees there, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's not shelter.
No,
that's
have they got have they shelter. Got proper stables, Martin?
Of course he has. They don't need stables there, Jeremy.
Oh, there's something wrong with that man. Of course they have no stables, and of course they have. Like, he can't even answer the question correctly.
They don't have stables.
Well, I'd report him. If anyone knows, listening in, knows where he lives, ring the DSPCA. Now, not that they're much good, but ring them and they will seize the horses. Shocking. My lovely horse rescue will come out.
Yes.
Volunteers, my lovely horse will come out.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let's have a listen to this voice note from Dave.
Hi guys, great topic there as usual. I can't come on because I'm in work. I just want to say that guy Martin there, I think he's talking the biggest load of bollocks I've ever heard in my life. 19 horses he has in a fucking field in Dublin. Are you joking me? Like my ma has 2 horses in stables in Wicklow, and it's hundreds and hundreds of euro every month to feed them and care for these 2 horses. Like, and this lad's got 19. Unless he's the fucking CEO of Aer Lingus or something, he's talking through his hoop.
Anthony, what do you want to say on this?
All these damn horses need to be rounded up.
Oh, here we go.
These irresponsible horses, they need to be imprisoned for animal cruelty. In this day and age, 2025, horses have no place on our roads at all. Not in this day and age. That's a fact.
So once they're on a road, the guard should stop them and take the horse off them immediately.
Yes, take them off and destroy these sulky things that they use for these horses. Just destroy them.
And supposing it's an 18-year-old kid who's had that horse for 5 years, that is their life, that is their pride and joy.
They shouldn't be doing that. And yeah, people will be claiming, oh, if they don't have horses, they'll be joyriding, stealing cars. They'll be doing that anyways. That's what some scumbag youths do. They go around stealing cars and joyriding them and burning them in fields. They do that anyway.
So when the horses are rounded up, because I just want to try and get into your head in this, when the horses are rounded up, and we're probably talking 5,000 horses, should those horses then be destroyed, or what should be done with them? Where do we keep 5,000 horses?
They should be given to people that will look after them properly, or those charity groups.
No. But hang on, you have to offer
charity,
a solution.
That costs money. The charities can't afford.
No, you're not offering a solution.
So there's no solution then, because the charities cannot, they simply cannot afford to keep the vet bills and feeding these horses and everything. You look at the, even with the situation with dogs, they're in over their heads, since COVID in particular.
So what other option is there? Let these irresponsible horse owners have these horses more than beyond the roads
okay.
of
these horses
happens.
Are taken away from the owners, right? Which I agree with. People who can't look after animals shouldn't have them. But what happens to the animal then? That's the question.
Get them into some proper care. That's what needs to happen, because we can't have these irresponsible owners keep getting them. We can't just let that keep happening. Have them on the damn roads. That's not an option either.
But you said they should be rounded up, and that's fair enough. And then we said, what do you do with 5,000 horses or whatever the case may be? And you said, give them to people who want them, yeah?
Said imprison all these irresponsible horses as well who have these horses. Imprison them. Give them long jail sentences.
So
these happen as well.
So 3 young fellas are on a back road on a horse and trap, and probably not breaking the law. They should be automatically given prison sentences just for that.
Yes.
Let me go to Ross. What do you want to say, Ross, on this?
I'm actually on this. I know people who have horses, and I tell you, the horses are actually very well looked after, and these have the horses out on the roads and everything.
Now, when you say
the horses are well looked after,
okay,
they're looked after like as a fucking human, like.
What, they're kept in the house and they get to watch TV?
I don't mean that, Jerry. What I'm saying to you is they're part of the family.
Like we treat dogs
part of the family. The people that I know that have horses, they're up there every single day. They spend 10 or 12 hours up with them. They do have stables for them. The horses, their coats are kept clean. They're always washed. They're like, these horses are actually, they're like show jumping horses there.
And have they been ridden on public roads?
Yeah, yeah. They have, and they've never, ever, ever. Now it can happen, but if you're on the road and you see someone on a horse, what do? You stop.
You slow down.
Let the horse go, boy. If you've got a noisy engine, you turn your engine off and you let the horse go, boy.
Okay, you certainly don't beep your horn or make a lot of noise. Okay.
I went up to Blessington there. I was up in Blessington and there was two young lads on horses with the little cart behind them. Now, the horses were young. Like they already had the hair all down their face. Like they were overgrown, not really looked after. A van came along. The van didn't slow down, just kept going. He was probably doing about 60, 70 kilometres an hour. The horse freaked, jumped up in the air. The cart went backwards and the young lad landed on the ground. So it's the people.
But why do they bring them onto public roads? That's the question. Have you ever asked your mates why they insist? Like, say, for instance, the road that I'm going to be on in about a half an hour's time up the back of the airport I'm going to pass about two horse and traps.
If you're going to bring horses on the road, you don't bring them on busy roads. You bring them on back roads. The horses, there's no law to say that you can't bring a horse on a road. If the horse is well looked after and you're bringing, even people going out and they're doing their dressage, the horses, they go and do the dressage with the horses. They take the horses out onto the road for a wander around. Then they'll go into a field. They might run around on the horse in the field for a while, but then they're back on the road going back to the stables where they came from. And these are people that don't have horses on the road.
Okay, but for argument's sake, the one I saw last week up by Clochrane, three young fellas on the back of a trap. Where were they going and why did they need to use the horse? Well, what's the reason for it?
They're up to no good, but they're just doing it for the sake of doing it. That's not right.
And where do they...
I don't like that.
Okay, do your friends that all have the horses, where are they kept at night? Do they have stables?
They're brought in every single night. And actually, sometimes during the day, if the weather's bad, they're actually up there with the most, like, every day. But if they're not up there in the morning time and the weather's bad, they'll actually go up earlier and they'll put the horses in. And then they might go back, like, they'll go back home for an hour or two and then go back up to them later on.
Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts on this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, if you like the podcast, don't forget to click share on our post that we put up and also subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll talk to you on the next edition of Opinions Matter. Oh, by the way, just before we go, if you wanted to be added to our WhatsApp channel, click add me or send a message that says add me to our WhatsApp number 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. And we'll send you back a link and you can be part of our WhatsApp channel. Once again, thanks to my Katie on my right, Amanda in the front, and the rest of the Opinions Matter team. And we will talk to you on the next edition of Opinions Matter.